Be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori here, Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Yesterday's daf, that was Monday, was Samach Aleph, and today's daf was Samach Beis. Two amazing dapim, wild dapim. The first daf and a half is easy, and then the second half of the second daf, we begin to get into some of what makes Ezi Uneshech so spicy. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you very much for joining. A gute vach, a guten zimmer. To Avram David, Moshe David HaKohen, to Reuven from Harrisburg, to Chana Chenach, David Yoshua, thank you so much for joining. Bezus Hashem b'siyat d'shmaya, we're going to try and do two dafim in an hour. Two dafim, 1 hour. Please hold on to your seats. Baruch Hashem, I had a lot of time to prepare, so hopefully I actually understand the material. A gute vach to Dr. Joe. And tomorrow morning, Daf Yomi will be at its usual time of 7:05 a.m. Here we go. We left off at the words Tana Rabbanan, three lines from the bottom on Samach Amid Beis. Zok de Hela Gemara. Good vach, Dr. Joe. Great to see you. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in a brisa. Es kas b'chalo sitin lo b'neshech. Don't give your money in neshech uve marbis lo titein achlecha. And don't give your food in ribis. Ein li ela neshech b'kesef v'ribis b'ochel. Sounds like the iser of neshech, the interest taking a bite, is only by money, and ribis, tarbis, is only by food. Neshech b'ochel minayin. How do we know that the iser of neshech applies to food as well? Talmud Lomar. So the psukim that we read till this point was from Bahar. Very interesting. Ribis comes up in three places: Mishpatim, Bahar, and Kiseitze. So in Bahar, it says Neshech, Kesef, and Ribis by Ochel. Neshech b'ochel minayin, tamalomar in Kiseitze. Lo sashech l'chicha. Kiseitze is talking about the love. We're going to learn that Bahar is talking about the Yisurim on the Malve. Kiseitze is primarily focused on the Love. The borrower also violates an Isser. Unbelievable. Tam Lomar Neshech Ochel. Ribis Bekesef Minayin. How do you know ribis also applies to money, not just food? Tam Lomar Neshech Kesef. The extra words, Neshech Kesef in Kiseitze, we don't need them. You don't need to tell me that Neshech, of the Isser of Neshech, of Ribis, applies to Kesef, because we already have Shari Kranera there. It already says, Lo Sashech Lo Achicha Neshech Kol Davar Asher Yishach. It already says everything. So why need the extra pasuk Neshech Kesef? So if you don't need it for Kesef, Tneu Inyan Le Ribis Kesef, use it for Ribis. Ein Li Ela Belove. But all these psukim in Kiseitze are all talking about the love. B'malve minayin. How do you know that also by the malve, neshech applies to kesef and ochel, and tarbis applies to kesef and ochel by the malve? And so the Gemara, we have a gzeira shava. Nemar neshech belove. It says the word neshech in Kiseitze. Lo sashech lochicha neshech. V'nemar neshech b'malve. And in Bahar, where it's talking about the malve, it says neshech. Es kas b'chal ositin lo b'neshech. Ma neshech ham below lo chilak debo bein bekesu bein beochel bein meneshech bein beribis. Just like when it comes to the love, there's no difference between money and food and neshech or ribis. Af neshech hamer b'malve, so to imparshus bahar lo sachlik bo bein bekesu bein beochel bein meneshech bein beribis. Minah the rabbis called davar. How do you know this applies to everything? As you said before, tamalomar neshech kol davar sheyishach. Now, the Gemara quotes Ravina. It looks like, at first glance, Ravina is arguing on a brisa. He can't do that. He's an Amora. Good vach, it's like, all right. The Gemara is going to ask that in the next line after Ravina brings his opinion. Ravina, amar lo neshech ba'ochel v'lo ribis b'kesef tzrichei kro. Ravina says, you don't need the gzeira shava to teach me neshech by food and ribis by money. You don't need it. D'iksev es kas cholos yitilom b'neshech v'och l'cha b'marbis kidek armis. Then you'd need the gzeira shava. But that's not what the pasuk says. You could read the pasuk double. Krive hachi, read it like this. So you already have it from the way the Torah writes it. It could go on the beginning as part of the pasuk. The neshech and the tarbis goes on the beginning, goes on the money, and neshech and tarbis goes on the food. So you don't need the gzeira shava. Ask the Gemara, okay, well, Ravina says you don't need Xer, he's an Amora. V'hatana nema nema coming, but wait a minute, but the Tana quotes Xer Shava. Says the Gemara, well, haki kamar, what the Tana means is, ilu lo nema kra, if you didn't have Ravina's drasha of v'neshek u'marbis, v'neshek u'marbis, if you didn't have that, then you'd need the Xer Shava. Isyom Xer Shava. Achshav sh'nema kra, but now that you have the pasuk the way it is, Xer Shava lo tzarech. You don't need the Xer Shava. Now, one could ask Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Gzeira. Take a look at it. One line Tosfos Gzeira Shava Lo Tzarech. Really? Well, why don't you just use the Gzeira Shava? What do you need the pasuk for? Even talking about Kralam Levi. You're showing the Ein Shem Arichas Lashon B'Pasuk. Well, the pasuk was going to write like that anyway, so it's not a big deal. Now the Ran in the Darm says, no, this is right. You know how the Gemara says sometimes. Milsa de Asya b'Kavachomer Tarach v'Kasav Lakras. Sometimes you could have learned it from a Kavachomer, but the Torah wrote it anyway. So here you have an example. Could have learned it from Xer Shava, but the Torah wrote it anyway. Okay, but then the Gemara turns around and asks, El Xer Shava Lamali. So what do I need Xer Shava for? You have a pasuk, very nice. Had it not said the pasuk, you need the Xer Shava, but it did say the pasuk. So what in the world do you need the Xer Shava for? Says the Gemara, no, you need the Gzeira Shava for one thing. No, the fact that Neshech applies not only to money, not only to food, but to anything. If I lend you 5 baseballs and you give me back 6 baseballs, that's also ribbis. So that we only have by the Lova. How do you know to the Malva? So that's why you need the Gzeira Shava. Says the Gemara, oh, Amarava. Lamali dekasa rachmana lav beribbis, lav begezel, lav beona. Fascinating question. Why does the Torah have to write a lav by charging interest and a lav by stealing and a lav by overcharging? Seems like a very funny question. These are 3 totally different lavin. Oh, well, that's basically what the Gemara is going to say. A little bit of a strange question. The Gemara assumes that all 3 of them are sort of like stealing. Interest is like stealing because you're giving money that you're not allowed to give. And overcharging is like stealing because you're taking money that you're not allowed to take. And stealing is like stealing. So the Gemara says, they're all stealing. So what do I need 3 different lavin for? Says the Gemara, no, they're not quite exactly the same. Tzrichi, you need all 3. Dikas rochan lav beribis. If you only had a lav by ribis, yeah. Mishum dechidishu dafil belova asrachmanim. Ribis is a chidish that even if the lova wants to give you the money, it's still usser for the lova to do that. Yeah, if you only had the lav by gezel, you think, yeah, why is gezel alive? Because the guy forcibly, gezel is the only one where the gazlin forcibly takes it against your will. Aval ona, where the guy just doesn't realize he's being overcharged, aim low. Maybe there's no answer. If it only wrote ona, mishum delo yada de machil. He doesn't even know he's being ripped off, as opposed to in the other 2 cases, the guy knows he's being ripped off in interest and in gezel. Both cases, he knows. But here, he doesn't know, so he can't be mochel. So each of them clearly needs to be written to tell you its own chiddush. So says, well, okay, chada mechada lo asi. Okay, very nice. You needed, you can't learn the other 2 from any one of these. But maybe if you had 2 out of 3, that would be enough. Why couldn't you learn out 1 from 2? Hey, Tasey, so which 1 from 2 do you want to learn? Lo lichtov rachmana lav beribis. Let the Torah leave out the lav beribis. V'tasey mehanach. Learn it out from Onoah and Gezel. Mar says, no. Ma'alahanach shekin shalom idas. No, ribis is different. The ribis is, that's interesting. Ona is shalom midas, because the guy doesn't know he's being ripped off. And right, don't write it by ribis. In other words, ona and gezel are both lo midas, because in ona, the guy doesn't know he's being ripped off, and gezel, the guy doesn't know it's against his will. So toma baribis dimidate, but ribis, that you need a pasuk by ribis, because ribis, the guy's willingly, the lova is willingly giving the money, but it's usher anyway. So you can't learn out ribis from the other two. Lo lichtarachman la bona. So leave out the la by onavitesi mehanach, learn it out from gezel and ribis. Can't do that. Malahanach, gezel and ribis can ain derech mekach omemkar bekach. Oh no, maybe the guy who is willing to pay more, right? It's not a sale. Ribis is not a sale. And gezel is certainly not a sale. Maybe a sale is okay to overcharge. Okay, so that can't leave it out from an Ella. Lo lichtarach man alav begezel. Let the Torah not write that you're not allowed to steal, and I would know it from the fact that you're not allowed to overcharge, you're not allowed to charge interest, so certainly you're not allowed to steal. V'teis ma'arach. To my practice, what are you going to try to get rid of the mamatzinu and say, ma'la ribis shekein chiddush? Oh, not tochiach. Oh, no, it's not a chiddush. Ma'la nashkein lo yadud machil ribis tochiach. Even though you know about it, still it's aser. V'chazor adin, lo rizek rizek. The strictness of one is not in the other. Lo rizek rizek, and the strictness of the other is not in this one. Hatzad ha-shevashim, and the common denominator of ribis and ashekein goes low, that you're taking money that you're not allowed to take, both by ribis and ona, afani avi gezel, you should learn out gezel. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Amri hachinami. You don't need to write a lav by gezel. We would know that gezel is us even without a lav. We can learn it out from a Kal v'chomer. Tosus and many of the Rishonim ask, what happened to the principle of Ein Masir and Min Adin? You're not allowed to learn out. You're not allowed to learn out an Isser from a Kal v'chomer. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. So Tosus and the Ramaschal Amre. Take a look at that. Take a look at that. That's the very next Tosus. Look at the. It's the fourth Tosus. I'm sorry, the third Tosus on the bottom page. Amre, Hakinami. Vim Tomerva, Ain Masir and Minadin. You're not allowed to learn out an Isser from a Kal v'chomer. Yishlomer, Degeza Lavanitek Laesehu. Yitam Rekshulu Hakain. Umitam, De Ain Masir and Minadin. Avim Matzli Memer Lael, Dolo Yalfim Adadi El Dadifa Kamar, Dafilim Medina Loasi. Well, Gezel is a Lavanitek. Yeah, how does that answer the question? That's only a lav that you have malchus that you're going to get punished. But since by gezel, you're not going to get punished anyway, you just got to pay back the money. So the principle of ein masir medin doesn't apply. You're just not allowed to give a punishment from a kal v'chomer, but to learn out a lav, that you can. So apparently, since there's no punishment, just v'heshev zagzel, you fix it up. So even if there is no lav mefurash, you're not going to get any lashes. So you could learn it out from somewhere else. So says Tosfos. Back in the Gemara, Amri Achinami, a lav b'gezel lami. So why did the Torah write a lav b'gezel if you don't need it? L'koveish shchar sachir, for withholding someone's payment, the worker's payment. Says the Gemara, we have another pasuk for that. Koveish shchar sachir behedjek sivbe. Pasuk in Parshas, I think I'm going to say kiseitze. Lo sashok shchar ani ve'evion. Answer the Gemara, lav or lav b'shnei lavin. Well, gezel teaches you violate two lavin. Says Gemara, v'lukvim v'ribis v'ona v'lavar l'abishnei lavin. Maybe it's coming to teach you that you get two lavin for ribis and ona. By the way, the lender of ribis violates six lavin, and the borrower of ribis violates three lavin. We'll learn about that a bit later. Answer the Gemara, v'lukvim v'ribis v'ona l'abishnei lavin. Answer the Gemara, no, dar lo min yono. Where is the Isser of Gezel stated? It's stated right next to not paying a guy. What does the pasuk say? It says, "Lo sashel kesreacha v'lo sigzol." Don't withhold payment of his wages and don't steal. So you see, it's mamish in the same pasuk. Ask the Gemara. Well, we have another pasuk, "Lo signovu." That's in, I think, Kedoshim, if I'm not mistaken. "Lo signovu." What's that coming to teach me? Where's the little aleph? "Lo signovu." Yeah, it looks like Kedoshim. Yeah. We're in Achremos. Right? So that's next week's parsha. Almost the Daf Yomi coincidence. I think this is in Kedoshim. Your test. Lo signovu, the kasev achmana lamali. And so the Gemara look at the Sanya. Lo signova amanas la mekat. Are you allowed to steal money from somebody just to annoy the daylights out of him, but you plan on giving it back to him? So that's from Lo Signovu. Lo Signovu, Amanas L'Sham Tashlumi Kefa. Let's say you want to give a guy a gift, but you know he's too embarrassed to take a gift from you. So here's what you can do. Steal money from him and deny it, and Bezdin will bring Edim Yerchayev Kefel. Ah, psych, I gave you a gift. I have to pay you double. So you're not allowed to steal, even if your intention is to give the guy a gift and pay him double. Can't do that. Ah. Okay, easy Gemara till the end of the daf now, till the end of this first daf. Easy Gemara. Here we go. Amalei Rav Yemer Rav Ashiya, who said Ezu Neshech is so hard? I'll tell you who said it. The guy who taught the next daf, tomorrow's daf, today's daf. We'll get to that in a minute. That's a little bit, again, but I think we'll get through it fine. You just have to halt cup. You have to health cup. But till for the next 20 minutes, it's easy, shmeezy, patrizi. Amalei Rav Yemer Rav Ashi. Lav dekatzarchon b'mishkolos lamali. Why do I need a pasuk teaching me that I have to have honest weights and measures? Isn't that the same as stealing? Amalei letomi mishkolos melech. It's coming to teach me that you can't dip your weights in salt to make them heavier than they really should be. Says the Gemara, "Hainu gezel me'aliyah." That's the same as stealing. And the Gemara, "Lama olav mishas asiyah." No, no. The extra pasuk teaches me, even if you just make the measure inappropriate, and you never actually used it, just making the measure violates the lav. And the Rishonim point out that there's actually three lavim. There's making the measure. There's having it around your house. Lo yeh bekisra eifa veifa. And then there's using it, three lavin, about weights and measures. And now the Gemara is going to tell you how bad weights and measures are. Tana Rabbanan. And listen to this daf yomi coincidence we're about to have. Unbelievable. Lo sasa ova b'mishpa b'mida b'mishkol v'amasura. Don't be crooked in your justice with your mida, your mishkol, your weights, or your ropes. B'mida zumididas karka. That's measuring out land. Shalo yimdo l'echad b'mosacham l'echad b'mosacham. Don't use one measuring rope in the wintertime when it's moist and it stretches, and one in the summertime where it's hot and dried out and it doesn't stretch as much. So one guy's going to get, you two brothers, one guy you're going to measure him in the winter, he's going to get more land, and one guy you can measure him in the summer, he's going to get less land because the rope is brittle in the summer. By mishkal, what does it mean? Don't lie with your weights. Shaliyat mishkal samelch. We said before, don't dip them in salt so they're heavier. Uva misura, that's like to measure liquids, shelo yartiach. Don't cause, what do they call that on the beer, the top? What's that called? The froth. You know, when you pour beer, so you have the head, the froth over there. I wouldn't know. I don't really like beer, but the froth. Or let's say you pour soda, Diet Coke, I do like. So Diet Coke, you pour it in there quickly, it'll go. All the bubbles go to the top. So don't do that. You're going to rip the guy off from the liquid. When you see all the bubbles of the Diet Coke recede, so your mom has got half a cup there. You filled up the whole cup. So you're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer, ma mesora shehi echem mishlosha v'shisha belug. A mesora is 1/36 of the lug, which is a very little amount. Hikpida lav Torah, the Torah says, don't lie. Kal v'chomer, lehin, which is 12 lug. That's 1/3 bigger, v'chatziahem, which is 6 lug, v'shlishesahem, which is 4 lug, v'reviyasahem, which is 3 lug, v'lug, v'chatzi lug, v'reviyasalug. So all these things, you can't lie by any of the weights and measures. Now listen to this, 7th day of Pesach's daf, right? Amar Rav, lamali dekasa rachmana yitzias mitzrayim beribis. What a daf yomi coincidence, unbelievable. Why does the Torah write by ribis? In Parshas Bahar, it says, "Es kaspecha lositen lo b'neshech, uvemarbez lositen achecha." Don't give the money with interest. Ani Hashem lokechem asher otzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Whoa! What a daf yomi coincidence. Yitzias Mitzrayim legabe tzitzis. Oh, in the third paragraph of Shema, it says Yitzias Mitzrayim by tzitzis. Yitzias Mitzrayim b'mishkolos, with weights and measures. It says. Moses said, "Amos, Ephah said, 'Vehin said, 'Elchem, Ani Yeshalna Shavu Tzitzis Chem Eretz Mitzrayim.'" Why does it say Eretz Yisrael by ribis, by weights and measures, and by tzitzis? Wow. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani yushivchanti b'Mitzrayim bein tipa shel b'char l'tipa she'en shel b'char. I'm the one who distinguished in Egypt between someone who's a b'char and not a b'char. Now, the mommy is very easy to distinguish. But even if, let's say, there were five different guys slept with one Egyptian woman, for each of these guys, it was his first kid. It was her fifth kid. But it was his first. That b'char died. They bring a ride from here because the tipa means the drop from the man. I distinguish between the drop of the man that's a b'char and the drop that's not a b'char. Yeah, you're going to lend somebody with interest. You're going to say the money belonged to a non-Jew. Or a guy who dips his weights in salt and makes them heavier. A guy who fakes out, doesn't wear tcheles, and he has this blue dye that looks like tcheles. It's much cheaper. So the guy fakes it out. Says the Gemara, Ravina ikla l'sura depars. Ravina went to a town, Sura, on the river Euphrates. Amalei Rav Chanina misura depars le Ravina. Yitzias mitzayim dechazach man gavish shratzim lamali. Why does the Torah write Yitzias mitzayim at the end of treif, at the end of all non-kosher food? In Vayikra Yudalf, Pasha Shemini. V'lo t'tamas nafshol seichem l'sheretz ha-shor ha-romis, k'ani yasham ha-mala eschem eretzayim. Amalei, Amal Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Egypt, I distinguish between the Egyptian firstborn and not firstborn. A guy who passes trade food as kosher food. That's not what I asked. What do you mean? It's the only place that you say that. He lifted us up out of Egypt. Why does it say it that way? Ravina answered, had I not lifted you up out of Egypt, just so you should eat kosher and not eat treif, dayenu, that would be enough. If Hashem just took us out of Egypt just so we wouldn't eat treif and be able to eat kosher, that would be enough. Really? Is the reward for not eating treif and eating kosher so much greater than the reward for not charging with interest and not wearing tzitzis and not doing weights and measures correctly? Even though it's the same reward, but it's really disgusting to eat the treif. It's disgusting and disgusts a person when you eat the treif. It disgusts your insides. So therefore, the Torah writes the word mala. I'm elevating you out of Egypt so that you're not allowed to eat you're not going to eat the treif. Now, the Mishnah, so don't worry, we still have another like 10 minutes of really easy stuff, but we're starting to get a little taste. Now, you may remember the Mishnah. The Mishnah had the first cases of the Mishnah were clear black and white. Reb Mordechai, good to vach, great to see you, Gittin Zimmer. And John. A good devach, John. Great to see you, John. And a good devach, Avram Chaim. Great to see you. At least to see DRS 700. Now, the Mishnah had a case of lending 5 and giving back 6. Yeah, that's pretty black on white ribbons. But then the Mishnah had a little more complicated case, which is going to be the entire complication of today's daf, which was ribbons to Rabbanan. Let's review that complicated case now. So it's in our head, because the more times we review this case, the easier the end of today's daf is going to be. Let's review the case that was in the Mishnah. This case is only ribbis d'rabbanan. What was the case? The case in the Mishnah was, so the first case was sela b'hei dinarim, or 2 sachitim for 3. That's aser midoraisa. What's the d'rabbanan? A guy buys wheat for 25 silver dinars, but the buyer pays the money, but the seller doesn't give the wheat. And that was the right price. A month later, the price of wheat went up to 30 dinars. So the buyer says, hey, give me my wheat. The same wheat that used to be 25, that's now 30. Give me my wheat. Now, if you would give him the wheat at this point, it would be 100% glatt kosher, no problem. He bought the wheat at 25. The wheat went up. It's not his problem. He bought it already. He said, oh, give me my wheat because I want to buy wine with it. And the guy says, oh, I'll sell you 30 worth, you know, because the wheat is now worth 30. So in effect, he's giving him back 30, right? So instead of giving you wheat, I know you want wine anyway. Oh, I'll give you 30 dinars, silver dinars worth of wine. But the guy doesn't have wine. So he now has a loan of 30 of wine, but he doesn't have wine, even though the price of wine was set at 30. But if he doesn't have the wine, that's ribbis d'rabbanan. That's going to be a case of ribbis d'rabbanan. That's the case. That's the important case to keep in your head. Okay? The key point now, though, for this part, for the easy part, is that the first two cases is ribbis d'oraisa, and this case is ribbis d'rabbanan. Right? There was no intention to take ribbis. You know, I sold you for 25. The price went up to 30. And then you just exchange the wheat for wine, right? So that's ribbis d'rabbanan. Ah. Everybody with me? If you have any questions, you could ask. Don't be afraid to ask. I mean, it is also 11:30 on Tuesday night, so maybe don't ask. No, if you have a question, please ask. Okay. You're not going to have the question now. You're going to have the question at the end of this year. Okay, everyone's getting all. Okay. I shouldn't say all this. It's actually much easier than I'm saying that it is. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara, Atu Kolhani. So Ezu Tarbis Hamar Bepirus Ketzalach Chiti Menu Medina Zog. So the Mishnah says, "What's Tarbis?" And then it quotes the case of Ribbis to Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Atu Kolhani Damina Ahash Lav Ribbisu. What? Only the Ribbis to Rabbanon case is Ribbis, but the first two cases in the Mishnah is not Ribbis. Says the Gemara, No, that's not what I meant. I'm Rabbi Avo. Adkan Shel Torah. The first two cases is Ribbis to Raisa Mikan Veilach. Sheldavim, the case, the complicated case with the wheat and the wine, that is ribbis d'rabbanan. V'chinom arava ad kan shel Torah mikan ve'el sheldavim. And the Mishnah Gemara continues, ad kan yochin rasha v'yobash tzadik. Dad violates the yisur, but the son is allowed to benefit. Says Gemara, really? Only in the first cases where it's the rice that the kid can benefit? Ad kan v'sulo, no, el afilu ad kan yochin rasha v'yobash tzadik. Even by ribbis d'raisa, dad violates the Isser. If dad took interest about the Isser, the kid doesn't have to give back the interest. Adkan ribbis kitzutza. The first two cases is ribbis d'oraisa, set ribbis kitzutza, mikan ve'elach avak ribbis. And the last case is only the dust of ribbis. It's only ribbis d'rabbanan. Amar Rabbi Lazar, says Rabbi Lazar, v'amora, ribbis kitzutza yotze b'dayanim. Ribbis d'oraisa, bezdin will obligate the malvet to give it back to the loveh. Now Rashi says, im tovo b'chayev, if he demands it. So the Taz is medayik from Rashi, even according to Rabbi Lazar, it's only if the loveh asks for it. However, in the Sefer Knes HaGdola, no. Even if he doesn't ask for it, the Bezin's giving it back to him. Rashi just means that the Yorshim don't have to give it back, only if he asks for it in his lifetime. Rashi just says, in general, people usually ask for it, but even if he doesn't ask for it, he gets it back. And the Haflah writes that Rashi intends that without a demand for it, Bezin won't force the Malva to give it back, but the Malva would have to give it back anyway, even if he doesn't ask for it. Latzei Sidei Shamayim. And Chidush Rabbeinu Shmuel writes the same thing. Without a tviya, Bezdin won't give it back, but you have to give it back anyway. Fine. Anyway, Amar Blazer, ribbis kitzutza, set ribbis midoraisa is yotze b'dayanim. The courts will force you to give it back, according to Rashi, only if he asks for it. Avak ribbis, but ribbis to Rabbanon, ain't the yotze b'dayanim. The court will not force you to give it back. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu, ribbis kitzutza. Rabbi Yochanan says, even ribbis d'oraisa, nami eini yotze b'dayanim. Bezdin will not force you to give it back. You violated the yisur, it's your problem. That's it. It's done. The Torah doesn't say you have to give it back. You don't got to give it back. Macholkas Amarayim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my time is Rabbi Yochanan. What's the logic of Rabbi Yochanan who says you don't got to give it back? To Amar Kra, b'neshach nosam, pasuk in Yecheskel. You think a guy who charges interest is going to live? Lo yichyeh. Eskatavos Elas, it's disgusting to charge with interest. Most yumas, dumb of bow. Lamisa nitam veloli shavon. Sorry, you're going to die. So you don't have to give it back. Because you're going to die anyway. Ravada Rava Omar Kra al tikach me ton neshech v'sarbis v'yoreisam elokecha. Fear God. Lamor nitam veloli shavon. Fear God, but you don't have to give it back. Rav Amir Guvit the Krash Mele. Look at the Pasuk. Most yumas, dumb of bow. Yeah. It says you're going to die. Hukshu Mavi Rivas Shof Kidon. We compare a guy who tries to hit the guy who kills somebody. Mashof Kidon Lin Lishavon. Just like when he kills somebody, you can't bring him back to life. Af Mavi Rivas Lin Lishavon. So too, if you lend with interest, that's it. You violated the Yisr. Giving it back does not help. Amrav Nachman Reitz, like, my time, Rabbi Lazar. What's the reason Rabbi Lazar says that Rivas Ketsutza is Yotze B'dayanim? Damar Kra. V'chei Achicha Imach. Your brother should live with you. Give him back the interest. Otherwise, you're going to take all his money away from him. Give it back to him so he could live. Famous Gemara coming up. Okay, that's the end of Samach Aleph. Now we're on to today's daf. Samach Beis. Famous Gemara. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk v'chei achicha imach? Unbelievable famous Gemara. Here we go. Rabbi Yochanan, hi v'chei achicha imach. My avidle. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk v'chei achicha imach? We need it for the following brisa. Shnayim shalchu mahalchem aderech. Two guys are walking in a desert. There's no water. One guy is holding a jug of water. If both of them split the water, mesim, they'll both die. If one of them drinks the water, magil yishev, he'll have enough to get to water, and the other guy will die. Darash ben petor mutav sheyishtu shneim v'yamusu v'ayir echan mem v'misal shel chavero. Unbelievable. Ben petor says, they split the water. Better they should both die. And one guy should not drink it and watch his friend die. Ad shebo Rabbi Akiva v'limeid v'che achicha imach chayecha kod min l'chayech haverecha. The guy holding the water is allowed to drink the water because his life comes before the other guy's life. Wow. And the obvious kasha is, why in the world would Ben Petora say that it's better they should both die and the guy with the water not die? So I saw on the bottom here, there's three explanations. There's a ton of discussion about this. It's late at night, so we're not going to go into the whole thing, but three brief explanations. Some explain that the logic of Ben Petora is that we know there's a din called Yahara Valyagor, right? You have to be killed rather than kill somebody. But that's only if you actively kill somebody. That's what I would have thought. Ben Petora teaches me even preventing someone from saving himself is also Yahara Valyagor. And therefore, a person has to rather be killed rather than not save somebody. That's one explanation. The Minchas Chinuch says like that. Second explanation, which is offered by the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim. No, Ben Petora also agrees that a person does not have to give up his life in order to save his friend's life, even if he's not doing an action. And his life comes first. But Ben Petora holds, since if he gives half the water, they'll both, let's say it takes an hour to get to the town to get more water. But if he gives each one half the water, they'll each live for another half hour. If he drinks all the water, the other guy will die right away and he'll live. So it's better they should both live for another half hour than one guy live zero and one guy live forever. Wow. And the third pshat, is no. This is the Evan Hazel. Who's that? Hamik Shela. The Netziv and Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. They say like this. You know why Ben Petora says you got to split the water? Because maybe if splitting the water lets them walk another half hour, maybe then they'll meet somebody who'll have some water. And they'll both be able to live. That's Ben Petora. Wow. There's a lot of discussion about this. Let's continue. Meisvei. Okay. The Gemara now is going to ask a question against Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even Ribbis Doraisa, Bezdin will not force you to give it back. Meisvei, Hiniach lehem aviyam mos shel ribis. If dad leaves over an inheritance, ribis money, af al pi sheyodim shehen shel ribis, even if the kids know this is ribis money, ein chayav lachzirin. The kids do not have to give back the interest money. Ha aviyam, sounds like the dad chayav lachzir. Dad had to give it back. Says the Gemara, no. It says the Kashik and Shabbi Yochan said, Bezin's not going to force you. Says, why no? But didn't that one Amilom Chayav Lachzir? Even dad didn't have to give it back. Isaac Kabbalim says, but since we want to say in the end of this Brisa that he miach lemaviyam para vitalis v'chol davar mesuyam, if dad left over a cow or a garment of ribbis or a cow of ribbis or anything that everybody knows this is the object of ribbis, Chayavan lahachzir recovered aviyam. The kids have to give it back for their father's honor because it's embarrassing that they're holding on to their father's ribbis. So if it's money, nobody knows which money is which money. Money is fungible. But if you have an object that was ribbis, everybody knows, oh, that's Betsy the cow or the ribbis cow. So it's embarrassing to their dead father. So they have to give it back. Now we learned this already. Rav Mordechai is going to remember in a second. I don't know if he's still on here. I think he is still on. There he is. Rav Mordechai. Oh, your favorite piece of Torah is coming on, Rav Mordechai. Your favorite piece of Torah is coming in 1 second. Says the Gemara, V'ani kavod avim imechayve. Ask the Gemara, really? Dad lent with interest and you're mechuyev to give back the cow to protect the honor of your father, the Russia? Says the Gemara, V'ani kavod avim imechayve. Kri kan v'nasi ba'amcha lo sar. You're not allowed to curse a nasi ba'amcha, ba'osei ma'asei amcha, where the guy's a tzaddik. But if he's a Russia, you're allowed to curse a person who's a Russia. And even, and included in this is cursing your father. If he's a Russia, you're allowed to. So the Gemara assumes that just like you're allowed to curse your father, if he's a Russia, you also have no mitzvah of kibud avim by your father who's a Russia. And so the Gemara, Tamar of Pinchas, made the Rabba, b'she'asa tshuva. We're talking about where dad did tshuva. Hakanai b'she'asa tshuva. Gemara says, yes, tshuva. My boy, if he did tshuva, why is Betsy still in the hands of the kids? Well, they didn't get around. Dad didn't get around to giving back the animal. Now, so this Gemara sounds like that if your dad is a Russia, you're not mechuyev in kibud avim. The only reason you have to give back, the Gemara says, is where your dad did tshuva. If dad's a Russian, then the kibud avim. So the tour, and many have shown him proof in this Gemara, there is no din in kibud avim where your father's a Russia. However, the Achronim, right, doesn't mean if you just violated an Aver one time. It means he always violated an Aver. It's fine. However, the Rambam in Mamrim famously says that a person is obligated to honor his father even if his father is a Russia. And all the Rishonim ask against the Rambam from the Sugya. And they give all kinds of answers. A lot of answers. But Rav Mordechai will remember the answer that I once suggested to this question. Not my own answer. Beautiful answer that I heard to this kasha. I heard a beautiful.
Only while he's alive.
Ah. Let's review Moshe David. So we know that in the Ten Commandments, Kibud Av V'Em is in the number 5 slot. It's the last of the Bein Adam Lamakoms and the first of the Bein Adam Lachaverus. Why? Because Kibud Av V'Em is both. It's Bein Adam Lamakom and Bein Adam Lachaveru. It's Bein Adam L'Chaver because it's between you and your parents. You're both human beings. You have to honor it. It's Bein Adam L'Chaver. But it's Bein Adam L'Malkum because your parents represent Hashem. Shlosh Shutfen Hein Ba'adam. There's 3 partners in the creation of man, so they represent Hashem. So the Minchas Chinuch develops the beautiful idea that Kibud Av V'Em, there's a Bein Adam L'Malkum aspect and Bein Adam L'Chaver aspect. So listen to this cheshbon. If your father's alive and he's a Russia, so you have the Bein Adam L'Chaver, not the Bein Adam L'Malkum. If your father's dead, but he's a tzaddik, so you have to be on Lamakom, not to be on Lachavero, because he's dead. But if he's dead and he's a Russia, there's no chiv on Lamakom and no chiv on Lachavero, and therefore there is no chiv if he's dead and he's a Russia. When the Rambam says you're obligated to honor your father, who's a Russia, that means when he's alive and he's a Russia, because you have to be on Lachavero aspect, even though you don't have it on Lamakom because he's a Russia. And when our Gemara says that when your father's dead, if he's a Russia, you don't have the obligation to honor him. That's because he's dead when he's a Rasha. But the Rambam said when you have an obligation on your father when he's alive and he's a Rasha. Wow, Myridik answer. Myridik.
Rabbeinu, we asked the Kasha, though, last time when we discussed this, we asked the Kasha that after 11 months, a person says, for 11 months, a person says Kaddish to their parents to get them potentially, God forbid, if there's a Gzira of Gehenna. But after that, to require their Gan Eden, they have a din of a tzaddik because they've done their tshuva. So that's a Kasha on that Shabbat.
Okay.
After 11 months.
Okay, I hear the cash. I hear the cash. Anyway, I forgot who gives that answer. So my Rebbe Reb Mordechai Willig actually gave that answer. I'm pretty sure that came from Reb Mordechai. Just ran into my head. It's in his sefer. It's printed in his sefer on brachos. Iyadi lo nafke on that sugya in kiddushin. We learned it in kiddushin. That's why I said it over.
I discussed it with Amar Datsar. I discussed it. He said, yeah, my father said the shot.
Yeah.
We went it.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Meisve, another Kashik and Tabiochun, says that a Malva is not obligated to return Ribbis. Hagazlonim, Umalvi, Ribbis, Avalbishigavu, Machzirin. Oh, you have to give it back. It says more. Gazlonim, my Avalbishigavu. What do you mean, even though they collected? Igazel. If it's stolen, it's stolen. We low gazel, gazlan, and karsi. If you didn't steal, why call him a gazlan? El Ava, what it means is, gazlan and mine, you know what kind of gazlan? Mavi beribis. Avam yishigabel. Even if they collected the ribis, machzirin, you gotta give it back. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Gemara's a machlok is tanoim. Tanoihi. Desani, Rabbi Nechem, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, poachin is a malve vesa orev. Rabbi Nechem and Rabbi Lezman Yaakov say that the malve and the cosigner do not violate. Losa said, Malchus, Mishyesh ben Komase. There's no Malchus because they could just fix it by giving it back. My Komase, Lavinson, then we look Kuma Hadur. There's no Malchus. Mechlav, the Tanakhama, so it sounds like they hold you got to give it back. And Tanakhama says, no, you can't get out of the lashes. You don't got to give it back. Says Gamal, no, lo. Lo, maybe everyone really agrees. Machlokus Rashi tells us how to read this line. Maybe everyone really agrees, like Rabbi Lazar, that you have to give it back. However, you might still violate the law, even if you give it back. So what's the machlokus over here? They're arguing before you collect the interest. You wrote up a document that says you're going to charge interest. So chachamim say you violate, you get a law. And Rabbi Nechem lets you know, you know why? Because you can fix it. My komase lekroash story, rip up the document. Says the Gemara, ripping up the document. Mike says, what do you hold? Mike suffer. You can suffer shtar omid likvos kagovi dummy. If you hold that a document that was made to collect, it's like it's already collected. So v'ha avdu yisurai, they already violated the yisur by writing up the document. He lav kagovi dummy. Hello, over the look at me to do anything. Mike says, lo lomka suffer shtar omid likvos lav kagovi dummy. A document made to collect is not like it's collected. V'ha kamash malon. The shuma milsi, just writing up the document by itself. Just placing ribbis on someone, that's already an isser, even without collecting. And therefore, Tanakhama says you violate a law. Rabbi Nechem loves to say, no, you've also violated the law, but if you rip up the document, so you remove the law. Says, well, Hanami Mistava, this is also logical that just putting ribbis on somebody is an isser. Does not have elo over and below sase. Who violates the lose? Ha malva, the mal violates, valove, the ha arev, the cosign, the ha edim. What did the Edom do? They didn't do any action about Ribbis. They just helped. Elav Shmamina, the Summa Milsi, just being involved in placing Ribbis is significant Shmamina. Says the Gemara. Oh. Again, still easy Gemara. Amar of Safra. Kol Sheila B'din Neyem Motzi Emilovim L'malve. Any type of interest that goyim would force the lover to pay, so contra Belazar, Klal Yisrael, in Jewish law, we'd make the guy give back. Kol shi'ilu b'dinayim, ein l'sim lover l'malva, any kind of interest that the goyim don't even enforce, like the rabbanon. So b'dinayim l'sim m'malva l'lover. So in Jewish law, we're not going to make the malva give back the interest of the lover. I'm only Abaye Yosef. Abaye said to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, "Klalu, is this really a rule? Faresa b'sa." What about lending 1 pound of flour to give back another pound of flour and the price might go up? The Goyim would enforce such a thing. Uvedinenu, ein maksimim ma'avolov, it's drabanan, you don't have to give it back. Amalei, inu, yeah, the Goyim don't force that because it's interest. But Torah's pikadon al seir, they just say, I lent you a pound, I get back a pound. Not because of the interest, it's because it's a pikadon. So Amalei, vinu, the Ravashi, v'are mashkanta below nachyos. Okay, this is the type of case that is going to come up a few times. Cases like this. Reuven lends Shimon $1,000. Shimon doesn't have the money to pay back, so Shimon gives Reuven his field. And Reuven is eating, the malveh is eating the fruits off the field. And he's not taking that money away from the loan. So it's mamish interest. So the Goyim would enforce such a payment. And yet, ubedinenu ein maximum imavol lova. You don't get to give it back. It's only drabbanon. Says the Marmalay, inu the Torah zvini yosei adai. They don't force it because it's interest. They force it because they view it as if you sold them with that money for the loan. You sold them the land. Marmalay says, okay, well, so then where did this case actually have relevance? Every time I bring you a case, so you knock it off. Elakolshi with the name and the cover of Safra Mayo slash Win. So where was the case where Safra said that wherever the Goyim would enforce interest, we make him pay back? Oh, I'll tell you where it is. And where the Goyim don't enforce, so we wouldn't pay back. Hachi Aslashmin, this is the case. Kol she'ilu b'dineyem motzi in milova l'malva. B'dineyem aksim ma'ava l'ova. My name is Ribbis Ketutza. Ribbis Doraisa. Ribbis Doraisa, the Goyim would force the l'ova to pay. So in the Torah law, so we make you pay back. We make you give it back. Kedurav Elazar, like Kedurav Elazar. Kol she'ilu b'dineyem ein motzi in machzirin. What's a case of where the Goyim would not force the lover to pay the interest, and in Jewish law, we don't give it back. L'ribis mukdemes, l'ribis mucheres. Goyim went off, what's ribis mukdemes? Here's the case of ribis mukdemes, okay? I know, I want Chanuch to lend me money. So what do? I give him a gift. I'm being nice. I give him a gift up front. And then like a week later, I say, oh, could you lend me money? So I gave you the gift because I wanted you to lend me money. That's ribis mukdemes. It's only the Dinder Rabbanan. Or, Chanuch lends me $1,000. I want to say thank you. So a week later, I give him another $100. Yeah, thank you for lending me. Yes, so that's Ribbis Mucheres. It's only Ribbis to Rabbanan, so the Goyim would not enforce, and Kla Yisrael would enforce. Okay, drum roll, please. Now, the last piece of today's daf requires a little more thinking. So let's put on our thinking caps, and let's get through it. We have 13 minutes left to figure out the rest of the daf. Here we go. And the rest of the daf is going on the same case. Let's nail this case into our heads. Ready? Reuven comes to Shimon and says, I want to buy 25 silver dinars worth of wheat. Shimon says, great. I don't have wheat now. I'll give you the wheat in a month. So a month comes by and Reuven says, I paid you the $25 a month ago. Now wheat has gone up to 30. The same wheat. He says, give me the wheat because I want to go buy wine. So Shimon says to him, instead of me giving you the wheat, I'll just give you wine at $30. And the price of wine is $30. But one problem. So if he would actually give him the wine on the spot, there would be zero problem. Not Ribbis D'Oraisa, not Ribbis D'Rabbanan. But the problem is he doesn't have wine. He doesn't have wine. The price of wine is $30 a barrel, but he doesn't have wine. So he says, okay, I'll now owe you $30 worth of wine. Says our Mishnah, that is Ribbis D'Rabbanan. If he doesn't pay him wine at that moment, he just accepts upon himself a debt to pay him a barrel of wine in the future. That is Ribbis D'Rabbanan because it's like he lent him 25 and he's paying him back 30. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Zok de Gemara. Ketzad, what's Ribbis D'Rabbanan? Lokachem enechit medina zav akor v'chein hashar, and the price was 25. And he's trying to get a core of wheat for in a month. And that was the price, 25 for a core of wheat at the time of the sale. And that was the price. And after a month, the price went up to 30. And the buyer said, give me my wheat because I want to buy wine. And to sell, and had he given him the wheat, it would be fine. But he says, listen, instead of the wheat, I'm going to give you 30 dinars worth of wine, but he doesn't have wine, even if the price of wine was 30 barrels at the time. The price being fixed at 30 is a very important part of the calculation. Okay, we're going to speak about this a lot over the next, guys, only 2 weeks of this. After 2 weeks, we're home free. The rest of Bava Metzia is easy, shmeezy, katrizy. The next 2 weeks are the only 2 weeks of Bava Metzia that are a little bit difficult sometimes. So after 2 weeks, you're good. So don't lose me. Don't jump off. Ask the Gemara. V'chi ein lo yayin mai have. Ask the Gemara, who cares that he doesn't have wine? Since the price of wine was set at 30 dinars a barrel, so what that he doesn't have wine? He could, the guy could just take money and go buy the wine by somebody else. That was the price. V'chi ein lo yayin mai have. V'atanam, we learned in the Mishnah. Now this, we're going to call this case number two. Ein poskin ala peiros. You're not allowed to pay up front for fruit in order for the guy to give you fruit after, in a month from now, because the price might change. And it's Ribbis Durabaran. Ad sheyetze ashar. Unless the price is established. So if I give you $25 for a barrel of wine, and that's the price now, so even if the price goes up to $30 a barrel later on, I can still give you the barrel later on, because what's the difference if I bought the wine for $25 and then the price went up to $30? Or the first the price went up to $30 and then I got the barrel of wine? If the price is set, that's good enough. So how come in the Mishnah, if the price of wine was set, it's a problem to get the barrel at $30? Achei it's ashar. Yotza ashar poskim. Avol bishein lezeh yesh lezeh. Because even though you don't have wine, somebody else has wine. So what's the problem in the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabba, my season balachu b'demayaskim. No, there's a big difference in the case of our Mishnah, case one, and the case we just said, case two. What's the big difference? In the case of our Mishnah, he's not giving him any money at all at the time of the wine. Over here, I gave you $25. I said the price of a barrel of wine is $25. So if I give you the wine in a month where the price goes up to $30, at least at the time that I gave you the barrel, the time that I promised you the barrel of wine, you gave me money. Here, you're not giving the person money in after the month. You're just using a loan. And a loan cannot acquire the wine. Money can acquire the wine, even if he doesn't have wine, if the price was set. But a loan cannot acquire the wine. You with me? That's step one. Let's continue. And like we learned in case three, we learned in the Bryson, in case three. Here's the following case, right? Chanoch owes me $1,000, which I lent him a month ago. I lent him $1,000. Nothing to do with the case. I lent him. So now he owes me $1,000. So I go to Chanoch and I say to him, "Halach, I'm going to go run out." Chanoch has a big granary. We has lots and lots of wheat there. V'omer tainli ma'osai. Shani wrote to the chachmim chitim. Give me my $1,000. I'd like to buy wheat. So Chanochana says, "Well, that's ridiculous. Why should I just give you the $1,000? You can buy wheat." Amalo, chitim yeshli shani odosin lach. Listen, you're standing in my granary. I got plenty of wheat. Save asir like yishar shalashov. I'll give you $1,000 of wheat based on the price of today. Vani alachol kol shnei masar chodesh. For the next 12 months. Little by little, I'll give you the wheat that's going to add up to $1,000. Even if the price changes, who cares? Says the Gemara, "Usser, you're not allowed to do that." Delav ki sar bali other dummy. No, who can tell me? Why you're not allowed to do that in that case? Why you're not allowed to do that? Because he didn't give what? Because there was no what given. There was no money given. What are we using as the money? We're using the debt the Chanochanach owed me from a month ago. Since we're using a debt and not real money, you can't acquire. Then it's ribbis, it's interest, because it's like extending the loan. It's extending a loan. It's not a sale. It's not a sale. You're extending a loan. And that's why if he doesn't give the wheat on the spot, he says, "I'll give you the wheat over the next year," and the price of wheat might go up. So since we're dealing with a loan here, that's a problem. But Abaye says to Rabbah, what you, Rabbah, said cannot be the explanation of our Mishnah. You're wrong. It can't be the explanation of our Mishnah. Amale Abaye. Well, if you're telling me that the reason the Mishnah is interesting is because it's a loan, why should it make a difference whether the guy has wine or doesn't have wine? Even if he has wine, it should be a problem. My area ain't lo yayin. I feel yesh lo nami. Even if the guy has wine in the Mishnah, it should be a problem because he's paying with a loan, and therefore it should be interest, even if he gives him $30 worth of wine. So the Gemara is going to, So the Gemara rejects this understanding of the Mishnah. So Abaye is now going to give a second explanation to the Mishnah. And the second explanation of the Mishnah is going to be a whole new understanding of the Mishnah, which at the end of today's daf, the Gemara is going to reject. And in tomorrow's daf, we'll have a third explanation, which goes back to the first explanation, just with one little knetch of a difference. So let's first learn Abaye's big chiddush and how to understand this case in our Mishnah. El Amar Abaye Masnisin Kedetani Rav Safra Berur Mishnah Bei Rav Yechiel. The explanation of that case in the third case of our Mishnah, with the wheat and the wine, it's like Rav Safra taught when he was learning the laws of Ribbis in the Beis Medrash of Rav Yechiel. The Tani Rav Safra Berur Mishnah Bei Rav Yechiel. Yes Dvarim Shem Mutarim. Vasum Haramas Ribbis. There are certain things that are really mutter, but it looks like fake ribbis. It's usher, the rabbi's asset, because it looks like ribbis. It's not actually ribbis, it looks like it. What's a case? Let's call this case 4. Ketzat, case 4. Amar lo, person said, Reuben says to Shimon, Haveini mana, lend me 25 sela. Amar lo, mana ainli. I don't have 25 sela, but chitin mana yesh li shani no silach. I have wheat worth 25 sela, I can lend you that. V'nasan lo chitin mana, and he gave him 25 sela worth of wheat. But the guy needed money, not wheat. And the guy's looking to see if he could load this wheat off on somebody, and there's nobody who wants to take this wheat for the money. So he now, the guy, the seller, buys back the wheat for 24, because the guy needed the money. The lender who lent him wheat bought back the wheat b'esrim v'arba sela. So I bought it for you I bought the wheat when the price was 25 for a core of wheat, and you bought it back for me and gave me 24. You paid me one less than it was worth. Mutter. So this is really mutter, but v'asa lasas kempei haromas ribis. But you can't do it because it looks like ribis. Why does it look like ribis? Because it looks like I borrowed 24 and paid you 25. That's what it looks like. So it's like, it looks like you're faking it out. The reason why, it's really not ribis because it's just a sale. What's the problem? I lent you $25 worth of something and you were willing to pay me and I paid you 24. You were willing to give me a cheaper price to buy it back because you needed the money. So you sold it to me for cheap. So really, it's not interest. But it does. I asked you to lend me 25 and you lent me 25 worth of wheat but then you bought it for 24. So it looks like I borrowed 24 and paid you with 25. I borrowed $24 worth. I borrowed $24 and I paid you with $25 worth of wheat. That's what it looks like. Haram service. With that backdrop, with case number 4's backdrop, we can now understand this last pshat in the Mishnah. And we'll try to finish off the daf with this. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Hachanami, so too, that weird case in our Mishnah is talking about the following case. A whole new story. And basically, the Gemara is now going to like thrust in like 5 different things in the Mishnah, which doesn't say in the Mishnah. And that's going to be the reason why ultimately the Gemara is going to reject this as the pshat in the Mishnah. Kigon, Da'amar, Halveini Shloshim Dinarim. What happened here is that there was a Lovet that said to a Malvet, lend me 30 dinars. 30! But on my lay, shlosh dinarim ainli. I don't have 30 dinars. Chitim shlosh dinarim yeshli chaninos lech. But I have wheat worth 30 dinars. That was the case in the Mishnah, even though it never says this in the Mishnah. But that was the case. V'nasan lo chitim shlosh dinarim. He gave him 30 dinars worth of wheat. And he said, and then v'chazer v'lach kamimena bedinars of, and then he lent him wheat, but the guy needed money. So he bought the wheat back from him with 25. That was the case of 25 in the Mishnah, which ended up going back up to 30 by the wine. So it started off, he asked him for 30. He loaned him $30 worth of wheat. Then he bought it back from him for $25. The dinar's up. And then, the guy said, oh, I'm looking to go buy wine with this money. So if at the time of the payment, the lova has wine, and he gives the malve wine worth 30 dinars, which is what he said to him, there's no iser, peru de gashakumine. Not money, but less love, but there's no problem. In the Mishnah, v'ilo, but if the guy doesn't have wine, kaven de les le chamra, since the guy doesn't have wine, vaday mishkal zuzu mine mechze karibis. If he's going to take the 30 dinars, it looks like interest because he gave him 25 and he's giving him back 30. So if he gives him wine for the 30, that's okay. But if he gives him money, that's going to be a problem of interest. That's the way Abaye explains the Mishnah. And Rav is going to blast him out of the world. Amalei Rav, how could you put all that in the Mishnah? Where does it say that? Amalei Rav, Ihachi, if you're right, Abaye, that's the case in the Mishnah. Tein li chiti, why do you say give me wheat? Demei chiti mi baile. It should have said give me the money for the wheat, because he didn't ask him for wheat, he asked him for the money for the wheat. Someone says, okay, fix that. Tani Dumei Chiti. Okay, fix that in the Mishnah. It meant the money for the week. Okay, question number two. Sha'ani Mochran, give me wheat because I want to sell them. I already sold them. Shemachat Mechamim Baile. I already sold it. It's not that I want to now sell the wheat. I already sold it to you. Okay, Tani Shemachat Mechamim. Okay, fix that in the Mishnah also. I already sold you the wheat for the 25. Third problem, Harei Chitecha Asuyas Alay B'Shloshim Dinarim. I'm going to consider, still the language of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? I'm going to consider your wheat as if it's 30 dinars for the wine. What do you mean I'm now going to consider the wheat as 30? The wheat originally was 30. Meikar Nami Hochul Kim Nalei. The way we say this, Mishad, the wheat was 30 to begin with. Okay, the Gemara says, well, Hochikom Alei. B'Demei Chitecha Asuyas Alay B'Shloshim Dinar. Yeah, I know the wheat that was originally 30 that you bought back for 25. I'll consider it as $30 worth of wine. Umar says, okay, all these questions. One final kasha, and this finally knocks him off. Vaha bedinar zav hakur v'chein hasharik tani. It says he bought from him wheat bedinar zav v'chein hasharik, and that was the price. What do you mean? The beginning, the price was 25. It's not, and only later went up to 30. But that's not true. According to you, the price originally was 30. But the Mishnah says the price was 25 originally, not 30. So the Gemara says, you're right. Abaye's answer is no good. And at the beginning of tomorrow's daf, we're going to go back to Rava's answer. Rava is going to, again, we had so far Rava's answer. Abaye didn't like Rava's answer. Because there should be no difference between a chov versus actually having the wine. So Abaye gave a second answer, but now the Gemara clearly shows that Abaye's second answer is mamish sticking a whole nother story into the Mishnah. Douglas. So at the beginning of tomorrow's daf, we're going to go back to Rava, who's going to go back to have the same answer the way we read the Mishnah originally, just with one little, slight little knach. We'll pick that up as Hashem tomorrow morning at 7:05. Everyone should have a gittavach.